Good morning. Welcome back to our podcast, Health Through Mental Health, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is the third episode of the podcast, and we have our first special guest who will share her experiences with her mental health conditions. Can you hear me, special guest? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Very fine. And you?
I'm very well.
Thank you.
Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you very much for accepting the invitation and your willingness to talk to us about our topic, health through mental health conditions. And it is up to you if you want to tell us your name and where you are calling from, and give details about you.
Yes, for sure. Well, my name is Olivia Garcia. I live in Mexico, in a city called Guadalajara. And well, I got very interested in your podcast because I think I have passed through this kind of mental illness, and I would like to share them to your auditory.
Okay, and perfect. Thank you very much. Well, let's start with your personal experience with mental health conditions. What is going on with you?
Okay, well, I have some many years presenting some mental conditions that lead me to visit in different moments in my life to a specialist of a lot of areas, medical areas, to know more about this condition that generate some kind of unbalanced in when I am going to sleep. This condition activates in the night. When I get to bed is when these situations present. In so many times, this situation put me in risk because I, especially in moments in my life when I have passed through stress conditions. And for example, I have kind of nightmares, but these are like terrific nightmares that put me on a sleepy way. I got out of bed and I start to walk or maybe run, but I still being like sleeping. For example, these kind of terrors also manifest when I feel that I am going to, I'm feeling I'm dying. When I am sleeping, I momentaneously wake up and feel like I am dying in that moment. So this kind of problems started to going with me, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago from now. And well, this kind of things lead me to go to ask for help. I think I have these problems, for example, this kind of problem in the night also lead me to cause accidents. And during the day, these this kind of thing made me to go to lose myself. I mean to have enemy, to get like a zombie during the day. So these were some of the things that happened to me with this mental problem. And I start looking for some medical persons, allopaths, I don't know if it's well said in English. And here in my country, well, I visit an institute that it's specialized in this kind of problems, and it's called the Dream of Hospital Dream.
Is that the medical term for your dreams?
No, this is the institution that study persons that have problems with sleeping and with with sleeping mostly.
Okay.
And this place is called the Sleep Hospital, Hospital del Sueño in Spanish. And I got there because I think I will found a doctor that were specialized in this kind of problem. And it is an hospital that it belongs to the UNAM, University of Mexico, National of Mexico. And they told me that, well, the things that were happening to me with my insomnia and sleeping problems were not so very deep, and that I didn't need at all other kind of studies, other kind of exams, that I didn't need another medicine, that I just so only have to focus on my habits and my nutrition habits and my food. I didn't find what I expected when I get to them.
Okay, so, Olivia, allow me to interrupt you just for a second, if you don't mind. Is there a name for the kind of mental condition that you have, a medical term for what you have?
No, they didn't tell me that I had something specific. They just called it distress. And it was a very generic name to call it, because I think stress has a lot of ways to manifest, and the way that I was having these problems, these night problems, I think it wasn't normal, like other persons manifest stress, for example.
Yeah, well, it is obviously not normal, since you are you almost caused an accident, right? As you mentioned, right? And you were putting yourself in some kind of danger. I'm not going to get into that if you don't want to explain what kind of accidents or anything like that. But it is very interesting that your mental health issues have been causing these situations where you almost caused accidents and that you were putting yourself in danger.
Yes. I think this was very, very important to attend and to have medicine for it or something. But when I got to the doctors, the specialized doctors, they didn't see my problems like a real problem. I think I think they were just expecting someone that had like a medical name for the illness, like bipolar or something like that, and I didn't have that. But they just said that it was my elevated stress, and that I could handle it with another things. So they didn't resolve it at all. Now that you ask, some of these accidents I had when I was sleeping was, for example, that I rapidly get up the bed, and I fall to the ground, and I broke my cheek, for example. And this kind of things that were because I move very fast. I run from the bed, sleep in a sleep mood, and then I fall to the ground, or I got outside my house running, for example, to get to the street. And fortunately, any car was there near me, but this kind of accidents could be worse.
So you were getting out of your bed, getting out of your house, and running in the middle of the street, and you were still sleeping.
Exactly.
Okay, mm-hmm. And I guess at some point you just walk up in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. And I returned home.
Wow.
Yes.
and this hospital you went to, these doctors, were they psychiatrists or were they psychologists or were they just general doctors?
Yes, they are a group of doctors that are specialized in this kind of, well, of issue or of problem, mental problem. And they belong to a very famous university. So all the investigators and specialists in this item goes and works in this hospital. So I think I was on the very exactly place to be analyzed, or maybe to have exams or have more information about my illness. But no, it wasn't like that. I just went off this hospital with the same feeling that I didn't have the a lot of information about what's happened to me. Mm-hmm. So when this happened, I was a little unsatisfied and
disappointed,
in a bad mood and disappointed. So I started to look for other kind of medical assistance,
treatment, maybe.
Yes, and well, I think in the middle, I just think that if I have been treated with medical up with a psychiatrist or medicine or with a lot of chemics and stuff, maybe it would be worse for me in a long time. So I started to look for easy alternatives or based on nature things, on natural things. And I had better results with them. So I start feeling better using other kind of remedies like energetic treatments. I started to feel better. My problems with sleeping started to go lower. So I started to have more relaxation with me. I made a lot of things at the same time, and this helped me a lot. I started with like an integrative medical treatment, and I think this has been the best mix I've done, attending my mind and my emotions and my physique and my all of my of my bodies at the
same time. I guess you are doing this through meditation and, as you said, natural, more natural foods maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's very interesting that you're mentioning this, because there is a history of a psychiatrist and other people, providers, mental health providers, who just rely on Western medicine. Mm-hmm. What they want to do is just give you medication right away. Sometimes they don't know what's really going on. But A lot of people like you find alternative ways to deal with their mental health issues. Did you do something else other than just changing your habits?
Yes. Well, I started changing all my style of life, my lifestyle, all my alimentation, the food I had. Like I said, my emotions, I recognize them. I changed my work, some of my friends also. I changed my community also. So, well, that led me to look at my problem like an opportunity to also learn more about me. This, of course, hasn't been as easy as it as we can hear it. I started to look for people and information, audios, videos. So I started to identify with some groups, and I felt this kind of contention from them, and this started to help me a lot. I started to see this issue like an opportunity to learn more about me and to have more responsibility of my own state of health. And well, I have seen that in this way that maybe we are here, or I am here, experiencing this kind of issue, because I have to learn to do my own map of get to in a healthy mood, or I don't know how to say it in English, sanación.
Taking care of your health. Inner health, maybe.
Yes, and all the virtues that are foggy behind the symptoms or illness. Oh, and that is what I have been knowing or experiencing. Mm-hmm. And well, this last time I have tried another way of taking a healthy way for myself, and this has been trying a sacred medicine, a sacred plant that in Oaxaca, Mexico, born in the wood. And it's some mushrooms called psilocybin.
Yeah, we are. I'm sorry to interrupt. We are how can I say it? We know about psilocybin here in the U.S. And as I mentioned in my previous episode, psilocybin is still in the research stage. Is not approved by the government, but it's very interesting that you try that. Tell us more about it.
Yes. Well, this last experience I tried with on these psilocybin mushrooms, that cubensis, it's the scientific name, in a context of a ceremony, a sacred ceremony, combined with some contemporary elements by the guide of a therapeutic that is a friend of mine. He's specialized in some shamanic arts and transpersonal psychology. And well, he was leading this ceremony. And for me, it has been before and then after this experience. It has been very profound, very, very challenging also, and also in sometimes difficult to express with words, because it was like a deep, it was like diving deep in my soul, and it revealed some things that weren't very clear for me, for myself. It was like an opening to my unconscious mind, and it really got me a lot of how do you say arrojó, turn to me,
it gave you something.
Yes, it gave me elements that I will use in a future moment to follow to my knowledge of myself, or of things in my present, of things that I want to keep doing. Of I don't know, it gave me a lot of perspective about what I want to go, what is my purpose on life, and these kind of things. This experience habilitate my healer inside me, the healer inside me, and it allowed me to know a lot of things that nobody else could tell me. I mean, if I go to a doctor, or to a psychologist, or a psychiatric, they couldn't give me that kind of information as myself in this kind of experience. So it was really, wow, like surprising. Mm-hmm. So, I think
how long lasted? Let's say you're saying that you took some mushrooms, right?
Yes.
Psilocybin. How long were you on your trip?
Okay, I tried 2 milligrams of the mushrooms, and the journey duured about 6 hours and a half, more or less. Mm-hmm. It was a little long, but this is the time that mostly this ceremony has to be.
And was everything really nice throughout the 6.5 hours? I mean, did you feel nice finding about yourself, things that maybe you didn't know about yourself throughout these 6.5 hours? Was everything just really nice? Or did you have times when you were experiencing some kind of anxiety or fear or something like that?
Yes, no, it wasn't so that beautiful as it sounds. No, at the first of the trip, I had this struggle with myself to let it go, because I have sometimes a problem with control, and to let go the medicine in me and myself and float and go out was a experience a little complicated at the first moment. So I had to lead with some issues that I haven't solved at all, like control, like some kind of intolerance, and this helped me a lot to watch myself in another way, and to know that that if I have more confidence in my essence, in my spirit, then I can have better results than that my mind think could have, for example. But this was very difficult at the first time, and then when I just let go and I finally get out the control of myself, then I started a nice trip, and I felt like connecting with the universe and with all of the people and animals and plants that are in the universe. And this kind of emotion was like very lightful and exciting.
And do you think that trying this or going through this treatment, psilocybin has helped with your mental issues, your dreams, and everything else?
Well, I think this experience gave me the opportunity to go behind my sleeping problems. And yes, definitely, I started to attend after the trip I had with mushrooms. I knew that now I have the answer of the origin of this mental problems with sleeping, and start to make also other changes, other kind of things that will help at all to get rid definitely of these manifestations. Yes, they have been. I have better nights. I haven't woke up since this experience. I think I'm more relaxed right now. I am trying to go to my emotions first, to liberate them. I keep doing work with myself, of course, not only the experience of mushrooms, but I still working with other techniques at the same time to process also what the experience of mushrooms gave me.
So what you're saying is that the experience that you had with the mushrooms helped you to understand your dreams and go beyond that and have a better knowledge of what's going on with your mental conditions, right? And also you are trying to incorporate other things to the experience that you had with the mushrooms.
Yes, exactly. It's like not only the mushrooms experience by itself that it's very interesting to try, but it's the continuous of the results that came out with experience, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. Making it like with the help of other people, like with the help of my community, my therapeutic friends, like doing my meditations and all the things I have. I think this kind of following in the treatment with a community that supports your experience, your profound experiences, can lead you to very good results.
Okay, you were mentioning before that you had to get away from the first community that you had around you. Is that because they didn't understand your conditions, and now you belong to a different community where you can share freely what happens to you?
Yes, exactly. I had to read of these kind of persons because sometimes they are not just because they don't understand me. It's because they even understand themselves, and they don't they are not interested in finding more things about them. They just live the life like in an automatic way, in a mechanical way, taking decisions in that terms. Mm-hmm. And well, maybe our opinions, our talks, our chats are not more profound or even nutritious. So I started just getting away from them and finding at the same time other kind of groups that were more similar to me or where I identified it better.
Well, what you're saying, maybe, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it looks like there is not a lot of support from society, friends, colleagues, or maybe sometimes even family members who don't take these conditions very seriously, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think in general, it's like there is a social taboo that related to the mental illness. And when people start saying to a person, well, you have to go to the psychiatrist or the psychologist, a person thinks that they are saying that it's crazy.
Yeah.
And this kind of myth in the popular mind really doesn't help to talk about these things in a normal way or like a situation that happens to a lot of people. They prefer to shut up, they shut the mouth off, and they don't express what they feel, what they think, because maybe if they do it, the family could be very worried about them, or friends could tell them that they are nuts.
it is very interesting what you're saying, because many people react like that. People like us with mental health conditions have to be very, very cautious in terms of the person we talk to about these things, because sometimes they might just say, "Oh, just have a couple of tequilas and you'll be fine." Forget about it. They don't take it very seriously.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, and also, for example, this is a main problem or a main situation to have in consideration, because, for example, here in Mexico, we have some institutes that were only for attending mental illness, psychiatric hospitals, and now on April, they decided to close all kind of hospitals with this inclination. So in Mexico, we are not going to have any more these kind of institutes to deal or to help mental illness.
Is that for the whole country?
Yes, for the whole country.
So Mexico is not going to have psychiatric hospitals anymore?
Mm-hmm, exactly. How is that
possible?
Well, they say, government says that it's a priority to the society to know how to deal with this kind of behaviors and with this kind of illness. I think they are going to, I don't know, I think they are going to make programs or activities for the families that will carry with the responsibility of a person that has it. So I don't know. I think with this thing, like a society, we have to learn more about all of these, because it is going to be our responsibility to help ourselves and all the people that have these kind of problems. I don't know, family, friends, like to take this item like a priority situation in the healthy society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you, and that is the purpose of this podcast, to create awareness around not only here in the US where I live, or in Mexico where you live, but around the world, talking about mental health conditions is, as you mentioned, is a taboo, and society many times just don't acknowledge that there are people who need treatment. And it's very interesting that you try psilocybin. With this, I don't want to say that everyone has to run to Oaxaca, Mexico, and try mushrooms, because you had a good experience, but it might not work for somebody else, right?
Yes, I think this kind of medicine, that it's very associated like with the soul and with the spiritual things, will give the people that consume it the knowledge that they have to know, the situations they have to work, or the results that they are searching for. I think it's an experience that everybody can have, that, well, if they feel the call, they would try it once in their lives. Now, for example, parallel to the ceremony, this is we are starting developing. Well, I am just assisting my friend that is psychologist, and that he managed these things about the mushrooms. He's like making some treatment with a little doses of psilocybe, and well, we are starting to try with other persons in a very little like doses. So we are in a phase of experimenting and watching what results does this bring. Also, not only taking the psilocybins, but also complement it with bach flowers, with meditation, with changing the lifestyle. Well, it's a combination of many tools that could help the people that want to try this profound medicine.
Yeah, that's very interesting, and thank you very much for sharing your experiences, Olivia. As I said at the beginning, in our countries, we are very used to use Western medicine, and just doctors don't go into the deep roots of the issues that are creating mental health problems. But Eastern medication is very important. And now I think there is a big movement in terms of people like you going to other places, try something different, something more natural to deal with their problems. And I think it's very important that it was just you mentioned something about this experience being an opportunity for you to get to know yourself a lot better. And I've been reading that some people with mental health conditions, their psychiatrists, their doctors don't know what's going on with them. And at some point, these people find out that they are healers, that what they are going through in other Eastern societies, in Africa, for instance, or in Asia, these societies don't see these people like crazy, quote unquote, or something wrong with them, but they think they have a gift. They have a gift, and if they are trained properly, they can become healers themselves. But in our societies, very few people can tell you that. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree totally. I think it's like returning to the roots. And, well, maybe this would be a matter of time, and the new generations maybe will feel more attracted to investigate, go deeper on the knowledge of their communities, their cultures. And in this way, we'll find a lot of surprises and return to the nature, return to the wisdom behind the contact with nature.
Mother Earth.
Yes. So, well, I think it's like very interesting that we are experimenting sometimes the bad side of the illness, but it's not late that we can change a lot of things, or the perspective of, like you said, the perspective of the illness to convert it to a gift, and just focus on that. And keep learning about it.
Okay. Well, Olivia, thank you very much for sharing all this information with us. It is wonderful. I think we're on track on trying to make people aware of these mental health conditions, how I don't know how they take a toll on our lives, on our family, people around us. And well, I think you said that you were going to do this in Spanish too, right?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. We are going to finish with this and then go on and do this in Spanish so many more people can have access to our conversation today. Thank you very much, Olivia.
Thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
See you in a few minutes.
Okay.